It's been a little while, and for that I am very sorry. I am really going to try to post more for the podcast. It's just been a little bit up and down, and honestly, I put a lot of things on the back burner, this being one of them. However, I really want to put effort into it, and because I do enjoy it, and I enjoy knowing that hopefully some people listen and find them helpful, that is a hope. Basically, if you've read the title, you know what this is about. Basically, finding motivation, how to find that motivation, and why it's okay to have your motivation fluctuate, because, you know, we're all living our lives and everybody is so different and all our lives are different, especially during times like this when we're going through a whole bunch of shit, like, you know, pandemics and things like that, that really nobody can properly prepare for, I guess. But I wanted to do a quick little bit of a chat, little bit of an update. Hopefully it won't be too boring. I, if you don't know, live in New Zealand, and New Zealand is on our level 2 lockdown. So basically, life is almost back to normal, what it feels like. But if you kind of go meet strangers for things, you're not, you know, hugging. And I'm pretty sure horse shows are back on, and all our lessons are back on. And when you go to certain places, you have to sign in. But all in all, it's feels pretty back to normal. Obviously, there's other things happening in the world, and so you guys don't think that I'm ignoring it. I do want to quickly address them, that other parts of the world have dealt with the pandemic differently, and some of them are still going through that, and I am so sorry to everyone who's been greatly affected by it and lost jobs. And I've got friends that have lost jobs, and I'm very fortunate to still have my job, but I know it's affected a lot of people's lives. I also want to go over that myself and everyone around me, so therefore, you know, this podcast strongly believes and supports Black Lives Matter. And as a New Zealander, we are not dealing with what people in America are dealing with, but I firmly support it, and I want to do my utmost to share the movement and support the movement by donating and signing petitions and protests and all of that stuff. So yeah, as a podcast, firmly support that and believe that people shouldn't be treated differently because of the colour of their skin. I also, because obviously it's an equestrian podcast in New Zealand, I am a white New Zealander. I was born and bred in New Zealand and haven't really left the country, but I know that as a New Zealander, and because I am white, I'm not going to face things because of the colour of my skin. And I am grateful and so privileged, and think that knowing that you're privileged is important, so you can use that privilege to help people who aren't as privileged, including if you're straight and don't struggle with things that come to people who are bi or gay, lesbian, etc. You know, all of that stuff. So basically, support all of that, strongly for the movement. And you know, nothing changes if people don't push for change. It's how, you know, women got votes and people can openly be gay and everything like that. So in my life at the moment, it's nothing too crazy. I do really want to do an episode on mental health, especially in equestrians, because I don't think it's addressed often. But I have now started counselling, and I'm very, very happy and excited for it, because I honestly think it'll make such a huge difference, and it's so important. because my mental health affects what I do, as well as my other jobs. I teach horse riding and I train horses, and mental health can affect a lot of people. And I'm not going to go into it, but you know, people who suffer from depression, it's very, very different because you don't have the same energy levels and you don't have the same passion as you would otherwise. You know, mental health makes everything in your life difficult. But I will address all that hopefully on a different episode that I'm planning. My ponies are good. I'm working with the young ones mainly. I have the two youngest up for sale because we decided that all in all it's going to benefit us more to have the money and have another lesson horse rather than to have two young ones sitting there to be broken in later on. And if we didn't need the money for a new horse, we keep them, but we do, and that's just, you know, life, unfortunately. However, as I'm going to talk about today, is basically motivation. And I'm not talking from a point of view of somebody who's studied it. I haven't. I'm talking from just my personal point of view and experiences. When I was 14, I had a major accident, and I dealt with working through motivation after an accident and while being fearful. And working through that is very different compared to working through motivation because you are tired because of work and school, and working through motivation in general. And there's all different situations that we deal with that affect our motivation, but I'm just going to talk about a few basically. So whether you're struggling or have struggled or struggle every now and then, like it fluctuates, and you want to know how you can change it, you might get something helpful out of this, hopefully. So basically my biggest thing is that with motivation, it's for some people it's being motivated to go outside if you live with your horses. For others, it's being motivated to go down to your horses if you graze. I think the number one thing is to really have a good think about why your motivation is lacking. It could be the simple fact that you don't feel like going to ride. However, if it's not just that simple fact, you need to find that out. You need to know whether you're lacking motivation caused by something else, and which these aren't going to be the same, because you're not just lacking motivation, something's causing you to lack motivation. Whether that may be a fear, and that fear might be a riding fear or a fear of a horse you have, or maybe it's a fear of a person that you graze with. Maybe it's a fear of feeling insecure around people that you graze with. Or maybe it's just feeling insecure in general when you're riding. Maybe you're lacking motivation because you don't feel good enough. Maybe you're in a place that is toxic and you don't feel good enough to be there. Or you have an instructor there who doesn't treat you well, etc. Maybe you're lacking motivation because it's hard and you're surrounded by people who have it more easy. Maybe you don't live, you know, near your horses and you have to travel very far, or you have to ask someone to drop you off and that person always makes it difficult when you ask. That's another reason. So as you can see, there is a few reasons and everybody's different. Maybe, like me, when I was younger and dealing with an injury, it's lacking motivation because of fear from an injury, which is a different kind of fear, because sometimes it's not riding. And as you can tell, there's so many different reasons that we can lack motivation. And simple enough, you might just lack motivation because you do. There doesn't always have to be a reason. I think a common reason, other than fear and stuff, because that's quite common as well, is the lack of motivation caused by a lot of doubt. And this usually appears in people, I find, usually around the age of 14, when you are hitting that real teenage, everyone's like hanging out and doing other things. You have the doubt of, do I want to do this? My friends are going shopping. My friends are doing this. I want a social life, right? And you also, I feel like, hit that when you hit that age, depending on when you leave school, that kind of part of your life where you leave school and you're like, is this what I want to do? I've got a job. I've got responsibilities. Maybe you're moving out and everything gets really difficult. The number one thing is, one, if you're here, then obviously you want motivation. However, if you are in your head and you don't know what to do, maybe you do need a break. For some people, that's not as easy because they're the only one who can look after their horse. But honestly, sit down, have a think about why you're lacking motivation, and think about, is this what you want to do? Because for some, taking a break is the best thing that they ever do. I personally have never taken a big long break, but I also have had times where I don't have a horse to ride, so I don't ride that often, and I have times where I don't go down as often as I could. And I am lucky that I have people there who can feed my horse, but for some people who work full time, they become incapable of having a horse. And honestly, it depends on who you are and your life and how it works. But for those that do want to continue working and either have their own horse or really want to do lessons, but they're just lacking the motivation to do it, I strongly suggest immerse yourself back in the horsey world. For everyone, this is a bit different. I find reading books that are equestrian books. So, for example, can't remember the series I'm reading now, but it's a pretty good series, super easy to read. I find horse books usually really easy to read. I love Kate Laddie books. She's a New Zealand writer and she's absolutely amazing. I also, you know, the basic Canterwood Crest series, things like that. There are some really good series out there, and reading them and hearing about all the things that you really want to do can be really motivating. The other thing is watching YouTube. For some, this is watching vlogs. For me and motivation, this is watching usually people's voiceover of lessons, so I can watch them ride and see what they're thinking in their head, basically. It's watching people teach, because for me as a coach, it's very motivating for me to see people teach and learn things from that. But everybody's different. To me, watching going on Instagram, which can be motivating for some people, for me it's not as much, because as a human being, I think it's very common, if you want see people you know doing well, it's not as much motivating as you get insecure. This isn't everyone, but for some it is. Going on Instagram and seeing people who post more about them, their life, how their horses are going, and don't focus on how high they're jumping, or basically for pages that don't, one, act like they're, you know, perfect, two, don't always post super high jumps and things like that, because for me personally, it can develop an insecurity. I personally prefer to watch people who are coaches, who work with young horses, who do things like that, that I can learn off. But everyone's different. Some people find it very inspiring to watch people score big, huge jumps. And that is perfectly a-okay. I don't usually. In saying that, I do watch, they have FEI Lives on YouTube, and they have, you know, old videos of the long lives. So you can watch that while you're doing something and just have it playing. I find that really motivating. For motivation, I also, if you have your own horse, I suggest writing down goals. And depending on where you are with your motivation, whether you're still pushing to go down every day or you're only going down once a week, etc., depends on the goals. Maybe I highly suggest breaking it down into small goals and having large time frames. So if you're only managing to get down there twice a week, don't have a weekly goal then. Have a monthly goal. So then, because as much as a goal pushes you to achieve, at the moment you don't achieve a goal, you stop trying usually, and most people do. So I highly suggest small monthly goals, maybe a 5-year goal, but that goal can be broken down. For example, my 5-year goal is to be full-time. Other than, I also am a wedding photographer, so other than that, in the horse world, I want to be breaking in horses and teaching people and have clients who go to shows and take me and I warm them up, etc. The 5-year goal is to have multiple clients like that and to have multiple horses that I have broken in out on the circuits. Therefore, my smaller goals at the end of this year, I want to have a horse. I want to have the horse that I am riding now, that I am breaking in now, cantering, jumping. And see, this is a small goal. I could do this in 2 months probably, but things happen. And once that goal's obtained, I'm like, I obtained it really fast. I can change my yearly goal. Because you can change goals. They're not written in stone. So don't write them in stone so you can change them. Let yourself change them and make them flexible. So don't say, at the end of the year, I want to be jumping 1.40 meters rounds if you're jumping 60 rounds. Because it's, sure, it's possible. You might come across a horse, you have all the confidence, you just need the horse, and you're out there, and you're doing it. It's possible. But is it highly likely? Look at your situation and assess. If you don't have the money, the chances of that happening are 0 to 1 of you coming across a horse like that. Then it's not likely. So make sure you choose ones that are likely and have goals that are achievable for you. Obviously, it's different for everyone, and I can do weekly goals. I am there most of the week, and the goals don't have to be achieving something in the sense of I want to be able to do this. My weekly goal could be that I want to have lunged this horse twice and hacked it once, or I want to have done da-da-da and da-da-da. However, we all know that horses can change and stuff, so let it have a little bit of leeway with the fact that don't put too much pressure on yourself. However, we're talking about motivation, and goals are great for motivation. They are great to give you something to work towards. Half the time with motivation, it's the lack of something to work towards. So even if you feel stuck, pick a 5-year goal, pick a year goal, pick a monthly goal, pick a 6-month goal, and give yourself a reward for the goal. Give yourself, by the end of this month, if we're doing this, I will book a lesson with this. Or if we're doing this, I will go for a hack this place that I really want to do, but it's a lot of effort to go to. Only if for you that's not a chore and that's a, you know, reward. Maybe the reward is you buying yourself a book. It doesn't have to be horsey. These are stuff to gain motivation, okay? I'm not saying buy yourself something every time you go see your horse or anything like that. Just have goals, and obviously when you achieve them, they're exciting, but everybody handles it differently, and maybe for you, it is easier if you have a different type of reward when you achieve that goal. This is ending up being a longer podcast than usual, but I'm listening to podcasts a lot. That's another one. If you're listening here, then obviously you're trying, and listen to podcasts. Listen to people talk about horses and talk about things that interest you about horses. Whether it's educational or just chatting or, you know, anything like that can help. But not everything I've said may help you. And don't be afraid to admit that maybe you need a break, or maybe you need to drop the responsibilities. So maybe you have 3 horses and you can't cope, and that's totally okay. Maybe you have 1 horse and you want to part lease it so you don't have all the responsibility because you don't have the time, or you don't have, you're mentally not healthy enough to cope with it, and that's totally okay. And I'm hiccuping. And you will be okay. It's not the end of the world. Mental health is just as important. If you have a broken leg and can't ride your horse, nobody's making fun of you or judging you on that, okay? So put your mental health first sometimes. And if you're lacking motivation, that can sometimes be a big part of it, whether it's anxiety or depression, etc. I think make sure if you show ad goals in for shows that you want to do, think of the big picture. Think of where you want to be. I'm just making sure that I haven't forgotten anything. Obviously, you're going to have different things that motivate you and different things you find motivate you. Maybe playing a horse game online, like Horse Isle or something, or horse with a W, motivates you. Maybe making sure you have things in your house that are horsey, or your room that are horsey. Maybe making sure that you plan out your week, that you're going down here, and you're going down to the farm at this time on this day. Things change is the hardest thing. However, for me, and I will talk about this in my mental health episode, but for me, I mentally struggle if I have a plan and it changes. Therefore, if it's raining in the morning and I'm like, oh, I probably won't go then, even though I've said I probably won't go, my mind's gone, oh, you're not going. Then the rain stops and my mind's already gone, you're not going. So even though the rain stopped and I want to go, my brain doesn't want to go, if that makes sense. And for a lot, if you don't have this, it won't make sense. But it's a thing, it happens, and either you push through it or you don't. And it's okay if you don't. It's how your mind works. And if you've got a plan and you're like, I'm going down, I'm looking forward to going down, I personally would much rather be, I'm going down, and if it gets to that time and it's still pouring with rain, you're like, and you can't go down, like, for whatever reason, when it's pouring with rain, other people do the horse, or for whatever reason, plans change and you can't go, I personally would much rather be, damn it, I can't go, then struggle internally beforehand. Do I want to go? Do I not want to go? I hope that kind of makes sense. And it probably won't for a lot of people. However, I think listening, making sure you know that you're not alone if you do feel like that, and the fact that it's okay to feel that way sometimes. And it's okay to struggle with things that not everyone struggles with. Not a lot of people struggle with that. And however, I do. I struggle when plans change, and I struggle if I wasn't going to go, then I was going to go, then I wasn't going to go, etc. Plan it so that you are going down when it's most enjoyable for you, whether that's the mornings or the afternoons. Plan it so you have a goal of what you're doing, but it's a wide goal, like, not, it's a goal that maybe you want to do a certain thing written. For example, you want to go down there and you want to work on getting a contact, like something simple, getting a contact, and you get there and you hop on and your horse isn't having a bar of it and you're going to end up fighting it. Change your goal, that's fine. It's a goal that you can step down. Instead of working on a contact, just work on getting calm transitions. Work on something else a step downwards. And that's totally okay because A, you're still riding. And even if you don't ride because the weather ends up awful or your horse ends up being an absolute brat that is just being spooky and all that, you're still down there. And whether you work with your horse and lunge it or you do something, you can still take steps back and still achieve something. Okay? I should be going inside now because I'm sitting in my car recording this. However, I was just down at the horses, and yesterday I had a plan. I knew what I wanted to do with one of my ponies, and I was very excited. And I think that's what happens, is that lacking motivation is not the exact opposite, but it's kind of the opposite of being excited. And you want to be excited to do it. You're doing it because you like it, right? And remind yourself that. Whether you write down and remind yourself on paper and write goals and watch videos and read books and also think positively. Okay, it's something I struggle with a lot and I'm working on it to be better, but think positively. Think of all the good things you have instead of, oh, my horse is lame, which goddamn sucks, okay? It still sucks. It doesn't mean it doesn't, but think positively in the way that, yeah, my horse is, one of my horses is lame, but my other isn't, or my horse is only lame in the trot, so we're going to go on an adventure. Or if your horse is lame and you can't do anything and that is god awful, you have a horse, you might have money to go take lessons, you guys might do lessons and you can still watch, or you can help out and ride other people's horses. Try to turn it into a positive, try to think positively. That does not mean that the negative doesn't exist, and it doesn't mean that the negative can't affect you and that you can't be upset, annoyed, or angry about it, because you can and that's okay. However, if you think positively, more positive things are going to happen because that's how you're thinking. Manifest? I don't think that's how you say it. Positive manifestation. However you say it, basically, think positive and think of all the positive things that you want to happen. Don't think of all the negative things that can happen. If they happen, they happen. But think positively. That's what I'm going to leave you on. Try not to think negatively. Motivation can be so good, and I'm going to leave you with that.